Hello and welcome into the Rock for Him podcast. This week we are talking to Aaron and Amanda Rule of Fight the Darkness Ministries and Amanda Rule Music.
Hello and welcome into the Rock for Him podcast. My name is Sandshoes, and as you can see, we're missing two co-hosts tonight. We are missing our bonus Jonas, Riker Levine, and the lately invisible man, Jeremy Brown. We miss them, and they will be back soon, we promise. But as you can see, I'm joined by my good friend, my sister in Christ, Kira Soto, Kira Starr, however she wants to go today. Kira, how are you doing today?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Feeling better?
Much better. Much better. I'm good. Although I do have my cup of tea here, so I'm good to go.
Yeah, I'm still fighting my cough, but I'm still okay.
Oh, I'm still coughing, but I'm good. As you can see, though, our guests of honor tonight, we have Aaron and Amanda Rule, who are with Fight the Darkness Ministries, and also Amanda has got some exciting news that she's finally able to share with us. Aaron wanted to tell us last time he was on, he was fighting that darkness inside. He wanted to share it and he couldn't. But they can finally share it. So Aaron, Amanda, how are you folks doing tonight?
We're doing good.
Thanks, Aaron. Pretty well.
Well, it is great to have you guys back on. I'm excited to talk to you guys. I'm excited for your news, which if you're watching and listening, I already know what it is. They already told me, so I am so happy for them. Amanda, why don't you go ahead and tell us why you're on tonight?
I am on because I got signed to Resurrection Records.
Woohoo!
And I'll be recording my first EP here in a month.
That is
and
awesome.
So many shows lined up for, especially this summer. I'm going to be playing all over.
Fantastic. So what is this EP going to hold? Is it going to be, are you going to have a backing band? Is it going to be like the acoustic tracks that you sent us? Because I think you sent us three tracks that were just kind of like, hey, let me know what you think.
Yeah.
It's going to be one song right now.
Yeah.
Just one song where you actually have a backing band for it.
Okay.
I don't know if we can say who it would be, but our good friends, Stars Will Fall, are actually helping with the song she'll be releasing.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Those guys are fantastic.
Yes. And all of my songs that I've written are stories.
Okay. Fantastic.
Because I can speak and I can testify and I can reach so many people that way. But also, I've been playing piano since I was 4 and guitar since I was 11 and singing since I could say anything. And I can reach a completely different audience through song. When I was in the Army, I was actually one of the national anthem singers for the 3rd Chemical Brigade at Fort Leonard Wood.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, first of all, thank you for your service.
I was a 74 Delta, which is a chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear specialist.
That's so cool.
That's impressive. So what you're saying is you are way smarter than anyone else here.
Opening up for... She's actually opening up for someone pretty big in September, we can actually tell you. It's Wayne Jennings, the grandson of Waylon Jennings.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be in Belle Fountain at Worship Palooza.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she'd be playing on the Sunday, the same day as Wayne. His name's Wayne Jennings.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so cool.
I'm going on right before him.
Congratulations.
Really excited.
That is exciting.
I didn't even know Waylon Jennings had a grandson until I'm like, oh, That's interesting.
And he's Christian.
He's like,
I think he has a couple of them because I know he's got. I'm not sure if it's his grandson or his. Because it's his son or his grandson, but Struggle Jennings.
yeah, I've heard of Struggle Jennings.
Like, he's got some cussing in his music, so I don't listen to a lot of it, but he's got two songs that are like borderline Christian. Like, you listen to them and it gets you fired up to open up your Bible and read.
Waylon Jennings does a lot, talks about his addiction and about faith and how he's overcome his addiction and all that.
Amen.
Love it. Love it. Kira, what you got? I see it.
Well, I have a lot of different questions, honestly. I met you guys at the Undead Festival in September, and within an hour, you explained quite a bit to me. But I really, I know you're doing your music now, and that's really awesome. I am really excited to also hear about your ministry more. I know you guys have been on here before, and I watched, I think it was about a year ago, you guys kind of talking about stuff, but obviously God moves and things change and things grow. And so I wanted to talk about the ministry a little bit, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
So if there's somebody who's never seen you guys before, I just wanted to quickly kind of ask you, just to kind of introduce what you guys are doing. What kind of services does Fight the Darkness Ministries, what does that kind of provide for people, just so they can get to know you a little bit?
We help people that are struggling with addiction, mental disease, self-harm, eating disorder, sexual trafficking, suicide, all of the darkest things that everybody else just closes the door. They don't want, they, people that feel like they can't find help, that nobody understands, nobody would look after them. And we're partnered with a bunch of organizations so we can give them free care or really reduced price. And we also hand out free Bibles.
And then one of the organizations we are a part of, this is brand new for this year, is we were with Food for the Hungry. Now we are with Holt International to get children sponsored through them. So that's a brand new thing we'll be, when we're out on touring and that, we'll have with us to get these children sponsored through Holt International.
Awesome.
That is so awesome. How did you guys end up getting tied up with all these different organizations?
Just emailing and that, and I think our name somehow got to Holt International because we were with Food for the Hungry. So it's just an amazing opportunity of working with Holt and
Definitely.
getting, children sponsored through a amazing organization of who what they do and all that.
And we're able to help people with what we help them with because we've gone through it. So we haven't been to college and studying all of these things. We've lived them. We've overcome them. We have healed from them. So we
Sometimes
come.
that's the best thing is having that life experience.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry.
It's okay. But I was saying, they feel more comfortable with us because we understand exactly what they're going through, not from somebody that's just read it in a book and written some papers on it.
And that's vital. Jesus meets people where they are, and that's what you guys do too. That is very vital, I think, for ministry, is to meet people where they're at. I think that's one of the biggest mistakes. A lot of people forget they don't do that, meeting them where they're at. And me and you talked a little bit, and I also share a recovery story. And now I'm going to spend the rest of my life helping people out of the darkness, just like you guys do, And I really hope that I get to actually work with you on the battleground eventually one day. That would be awesome. Definitely.
You can always stay with us here up in Ohio.
Where are you at in Ohio
Up by
again?
Toledo.
Perrysburg. I haven't been out that way yet. I'm in Dayton. Oh, so you're just what? Two
2 hours from us.
hours from us?
Yeah, not too bad. But there's a lot of events coming up this year, and I'm sure I'll run into you guys again. Do you guys plan on doing any of these metal events that are coming up?
We are doing immersion
Yeah.
again this year. We're probably gonna be at Kingdom Come Festival.
Okay, cool.
We are doing a youth conference actually next Sunday down in Sydney, Ohio.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be kind of new to us because we've never done a youth conference.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be interesting with that.
I feel like that's just going to be so good for you guys. I can just already feel it in my spirit that that's going to be a good place for you to be.
Yeah.
And then we were, in works of different, different shows right now that we can't share. Possibly a tour we cannot share yet. That's still in the works, with two different bands. So we're excited for that.
Yeah. Really
Nice.
excited.
Love hearing
I can tell
all
she's excited.
that. Yeah.
I love performing. I love singing. I never lost that capability. Healing from my TBI, I still knew how to play guitar and piano. My parents bought me a Fender ukulele that I was still able to play when I was still bedbound. And I had to relearn absolutely everything and its mother. Like, literally, I had to be retrained. And so my mom would actually sing me songs, and I would remember the lyrics, even though I couldn't tell you what you said 2 seconds ago. So I relearned how to do things through music.
I mean,
So
praise
beautiful.
God. Thank
Yeah.
God for that. That's
Like, I
awesome.
couldn't remember anything, but I can remember lyrics to songs like nobody's business, right? It's ridiculous.
That is fantastic. I love
And then
that.
some of the shows will have a band with us, and then some of the shows will have her being solo.
Yeah.
We can't really say who the members are, but they've been part of bands in the past.
Yes. And I'm going to show you my ukulele picture. See,
Oh,
look at my eyeballs. I don't know anything.
Wow.
Look at my hands. Like, I knew exactly how to play.
Wow. God was right there with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I never gave up music. Never.
So let me ask, how did you guys get connected with Aaron over at Resurrection Records? Because here on the show, we kind of have this joke that we call Aaron Captain America. Because, like, for a while there, like, I swear he was staring at the top 15 list, and he was like either like that Pokemon guy where he had to collect them all, or he was like assembling the Christian metal music Avengers. Because, like, so we just call him Captain America. We're like, all right, Cap, like, who are you bringing in now? So then that also feeds into, which Avenger are you?
The funniest thing is her music is not like metal or anything they really cover. Actually, Jen Lemaris is actually got us connected with Aaron because she's actually our manager.
Jen is awesome. We love Jen. She's
Yeah,
helped
she
us on a few things, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she helps us with our stuff and everything. I still do all the booking, but she does some of the other stuff.
He loves the
I
booking.
do. I enjoy the booking.
Yeah. It's not because she doesn't want to. She would do it in a heartbeat, but this sucker loves it.
I just love digging farther in. Oh,
Isn't
I'll be
what you
gone for
guys
this
do full
person.
time?
We don't do this full time, We want to
Okay.
do this full time. I work nine to five job.
And I have a really big heart. You guys know that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm an actual palliative caregiver, which means I take care of end-of-life patients.
Yeah.
I'm a caregiver, so I go to this person's house every day of the week and I take care of them. I bathe, dress, cook, feed, clean, and do funny Amanda things to keep his spirit up.
Play some music for him.
Haven't brought the guitar in, no, but I have a good iPhone with an extensive amount of music on it and a
Nice.
Spotify premium account that I can look up anything that he wants to listen.
Very
So we're
nice.
good. We're good.
So beautiful. That I can't even imagine how hard that would be. But also, so you guys both doing that full time, and then also all this, I mean, that's amazing. It really can show anyone that you are capable of doing so much more than we realize.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because pretty much on my days off, I'm in the office, on the computer,
Yeah.
emailing, searching,
Yeah.
everything.
Oh, that's awesome. You guys got each other, team duo.
Yeah. And then I take care of my mom.
Wow. Full plates.
Yeah, she had cancer a couple years ago. It was oral cancer, so they had to take 6 inches of her fibula to recreate the jawbone that they had to take out.
Wow.
Wow. So also being medically complex, I get to joke with her that she's got her foot in her mouth.
Oh, that's a total dad joke. I love that.
But there's thing like I had to help her for everything because she couldn't walk because she had the surgeries. So I had my wheelchair and I had so many leftover like so much leftover equipment. So I was able to be her free at home health care. So that saved a pretty penny or two.
Oh, I bet. I
And
bet.
then she is dealing with she has diverticulitis. And so she's having a flare up. So I help her every chance that I possibly can.
Mean, that just
Wow.
goes back to that huge heart that you have. I love that.
And I tell people when we do interviews and when we do things like, I don't care if you remember my name. It doesn't bother me if you forget the name of our ministry. But I want you to remember the impact that we had on you, the door opening to Christ for you.
No.
Well, I was gonna say, I don't know how people could not remember. You guys have literally impacted so many people. You've been front and center in front of people a lot. Like, even before the first time, I think this is like the third or fourth time you guys have been on.
Yeah.
I mean, we were hearing about you long before that. So I think, you guys are out there and you're a blessing to a lot of people. So I personally just want to thank you for that, for being that blessing to
Thank
so
you.
many,
Thank
because there
you.
are people that need to hear what you have to say. I mean, I think everybody really needs to hear it. What has been the biggest shift for you going from that out there speaking to out there being a musician? How has that shift been for you?
It's been completely great because music has always been such a giant part of my life. Before my accident, I would play shows all over Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan when I was an addict, and playing and singing kept me alive. And like when I was a homeless addict, I lived in my 97 Nissan Quest minivan and playing shows, singing kept me here. And so ever since I was a child, I had had a really hard upbringing because we kept moving from town to town and I was heavily bullied and I hated myself and I would get lost in music. I would play guitar until I had no more tears to cry, you know? And then being able to sing the national anthem in the army, that was a big deal too. Like, I was so proud to serve that they could see me and my equipment and also hear the passion through my voice for our country.
I
And
love that.
knowing that the music that I write is going to help so many people, because I don't write songs just so they sound good.
Yeah.
I sing stories.
Those are some of the best songs. Like, I love, that's one thing I do love about the music that we play on our show, is so many of them are literal stories. Like, case in point, and I know I bring these guys up a lot, but like 13 minutes.
Yeah.
Put on their Stay CD, hit play at the beginning, and listen all the way through the end.
Yeah.
That is one big story. I love that. I Am the Pendragon. Go to their first CD and listen all the way up till now. It's one big story.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not just bragging about Jared, so don't even say it.
Sure.
But yeah, like, I love when people do that. They tell a story. They're just not out there throwing out empty words.
Yes.
So I'm now excited to hear your music. Ah!
I'll send you the lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love to hear it. For sure.
It's exciting.
Yeah. So when, what, I know you said you're going to be hitting up some festivals. What one is one that you're the most excited to do? If you can talk about it. What's that one you're just like, I cannot wait.
Yeah.
What's that?
Immersion.
Immersion?
Yeah. It's, yeah. You know, this is going to be the second year for it. You know, I'm kind of, you know, helping a little bit with it. It's just exciting.
Yeah.
Of what's in the works for that. I cannot say, but.
I know too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yes, it is.
It's just exciting for actual. Oh, there's a festival in Ohio that is open to any bands, because I know there's Alive, you know, but they do like the CCM or the big artists. But it's kind of great to see a smaller festival coming up from in out of Ohio.
Yeah.
Because now we call it our hometown festival now, because, you know, it's kind of close to us. A couple hours, but you know, that's our hometown festival to us, because now
it's in Ohio.
In Ohio.
It's just really exciting what we have planned for this summer too.
That's awesome. And just put a little,
it's gonna be a big year.
Maybe in your
ear. Yeah.
We may or may not also be planning a festival up here in Michigan.
And I'm gonna be going overseas this summer too.
Really? Where are you
going?
Yeah.
Because my dad is a German immigrant.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going over there with them for like 1 or 2 weeks to see my family face to face for the first time.
Wow.
That is so cool.
And me being musically inclined, I was driving home from work one day when my parents were over there, and it was my cousin's birthday, and he never had American or just English happy birthday sang to him. So, driving home from work, I was the first, he heard American happy birthday for the first time.
That is so cool.
Like, we take that for granted, like, things like that.
My uncle, well, my wife's uncle is living over in Germany right now. He keeps telling us that he's going to bring us over and take us around, the area. He's like 6 hours from Paris, a couple hours from he's like, you guys just need to come over, it's beautiful over here. So one of these days we'll get over there.
So. And I want to visit my family in Austria too. Yeah, nice. Because my cousin has a giant horse farm.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
And I have another cousin that lives like on a mountain. Gonna be a fun adventure.
Speaking about festivals, you guys should host a festival called Rock for Him Festival.
Yeah.
Well, we like I was saying a little bit ago, we are talking right now about starting up a festival here in Michigan. We just started talking about it. We'd
Last
help.
week?
I know you would, and that's why I
You
said,
know we'll be there. You
Yeah,
know
I
you
know.
be there, be square.
Yeah,
That's right. What you got, Kira? I know you got a whole notepad of questions.
Yeah.
I do. So what are you guys kind of, and this may sound kind of like a silly question, and it's like a job interview. Well, like,
Yeah.
do you guys have like a 5-year kind of plan? Like, what do you see for the future for your ministry?
Probably doing this full time.
Yeah.
We really want to do this full time. You know, we have a GoFundMe going on right now, and we have a PayPal where people can donate to.
So we can travel further and
Yeah.
help even more and more and more people.
And then we want eventually get a C-class RV. We don't want a big, massive RV like the big bands have.
No.
No, because I wouldn't be able to drive it. I'd probably hit every curb.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
So I think a C-class RV would, be
Yeah.
suitable for me because I've driven delivery trucks.
Yeah. We
So
just need a bed and some, like, a microwave coffee
yeah.
maker.
Yeah, living is simple. Like we
Yep.
make living so crazy and extravagant, but really you don't need much.
No,
No, you
you've
don't.
learned that. I've learned that. Yeah. Just simple.
For sure, for
Um,
sure.
so what's the most exciting event you've ever been at that you whether you were just setting up your table or like do you have your most favorite event you've ever done?
Probably KCF, 'cause I've been to it like
A gajillion times.
six, seven, 8 years. I don't know, a long time. Many
Wow. That was
years.
fun, yeah. It's like
But
a family
yeah.
reunion.
But my newest one is I'm looking, excited to be part of is Immersion.
Yeah.
It's brand new. It's only been for 1 year, but it just was amazing.
It was like the
It
vibe,
was way
people.
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be even better this year. Oh man, I'm
Oh,
so
yeah. And I'll be playing too.
That's exciting.
To actually have a set and
Longer playing time.
long playing time and maybe have the band with her at that one.
I can't wait till we are able to announce stuff for this. Oh man.
Yes, it's going to be epic.
So, wow, I completely lost my question. Kira, ask another question while I think about what I was just going to say. I completely went blank. I apologize.
All right,
Hold on.
so
Okay, so when you forget something like that, you know how people say brain fart? I'm funny and puntastic. I call it cranial flatulence.
I'm guessing my wife would agree with that with me.
Yeah. Cranial flatulence. Yep.
Nice. I'm gonna start
Brain fart.
using that, stealing
Yeah.
that one.
Because that makes people laugh about it and then forget what you forgot.
Just
Solid.
forgetting all around.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're in the wind for that.
So I wanted to ask you, what advice would you give someone who wants to start a ministry helping others?
Like, I pretty much started in 2013 with nothing. Like, I was literally traveling under my name, just my name. And then, God gave me the name Fight Darkness Ministries. So I've been, traveling, we've been traveling with that name. And then, I've had people help me along the road with the ministry, like designing the logo. That was completely free from one of my friends because he believes the ministry and was like, I just want to make a logo for you. So I've been using the logo since then.
But you just have to listen to God. You have to be open and obedient to His will and His way. And He will provide if it's in His will.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, and then connect with anyone possible. Like, be open
Yeah.
to anyone, to work with anyone.
Yeah. Take the lock off your mouth and be sociable.
Yeah. I'm so grateful you guys have each other to be able to do that as well, because it probably keeps things a little bit more simple. Because when people are coming to talk to you, they know that you're a couple and you do this together. So there doesn't have to be any weirdness
Yeah,
back in.
because when just me before her, you know, mm-hmm. it'd be awkward if a girl came up to me and told me about our issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Know? And yeah. now I have her that, you know, the girls will be more comfortable talking to her and then the guys will be more comfortable talking to me.
Yes. Yeah. I love that for you. And God, it's such a great team with you guys.
Funny fact, we're both left-handed, we're both green-eyed, and both of our dads are immigrants.
So how that's long have you guys been together?
What?
How long have you guys been together?
We're coming up on... I know we just discussed this the other day. Was it... We've been together for...
We've been since 2022.
Over 4 years.
Yeah, for 4 years.
4 years. Over 4 years. But yeah. We've been married for almost two.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. So you were doing all of this before.
Yeah. I was doing this. I've been doing this since 2013.
But as soon as we got together, it blew up and went soaring.
See, you just needed to have your better half.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I always say that my life got better when I met my wife, so.
And he's lucky. He's lucky and blessed that I'm an amazing cook.
Mm-hmm.
As is my wife.
I was raised by a Quaker and a German immigrant. I know how to cook basically everything.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so my patient, my guy that I take care of, he and his wife's bellies are also really happy.
Solid. Love it. Mm-hmm. So, Amanda, here's a question for you. And this is something that we ask our guests quite often. It's just a fun question. Mm-hmm. But if someone were to pull up to your door right now, mm-hmm. bang on the door, tell you, grab your guitar, get in the van, you're coming on tour with us, mm-hmm. who would you want it to be? Who could you not say no to?
Torrin Wells.
I knew she'd say that.
Solid choice.
Mm-hmm. He's the first big artist that I connected with after my accident. Lyrically, he's amazing at telling stories.
Hmm. Love that.
Yeah.
So you're saying when did you say you were going in to start recording?
Like next month.
Next month or the month after that.
And how many songs is this EP going to be?
Just one right now.
Yeah.
Just one?
Yep.
We'll have to save up for the next recording.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because those are not inexpensive quests.
It's not cheap.
And you guys are also on the label with some of my favorite people, some of my really close friends, End of I.
Yeah.
Like, if you haven't gotten a chance to meet those guys yet.
We have.
We have.
You have?
Yeah. Oh, they're epic.
Love those guys. Like, Jeremy is literally like a brother to me. I could text him right now, as Kira knows. I could text him right now and be like, bro, you want to jump on? And he would pop on like immediately.
Do it.
Like, the dude's fantastic.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, for those that are watching, real quick, for those that are watching, pay attention. We may be premiering the new End of I song here. Pretty soon.
Yeah.
Just saying. Anyways, back to these two wonderful people.
And then with the ministry, we are actually also as a partner with Resurrection Records.
Mm-hmm.
So if any of the bands are on tours and all of that, we are on them, you know, speaking.
Yeah.
And then Amanda's more than likely going to be opening or part of that show.
That's awesome.
Because they are doing, we are part of two Resurrection Records festivals.
Yeah.
February and March.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's exciting.
Yeah, because we talked to Aaron about bringing one of those up here. So
They're trying.
Yeah.
I know.
I think they've been trying to bring one up to Michigan. They haven't found a place yet.
He hasn't reached out to us. So, Cap, if you're watching, call me. We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
So, real quick, Jennifer Walter is in our Facebook chat right now, and she says that she wants to bring you guys down to Arkansas. So, Jennifer, get a hold of them.
I've talked to her on Facebook before.
Oh, she's awesome.
It.
She said she loves working with you guys, and sorry it's been crazy. She's working on mailing list database, but she's going to get a hold of you guys. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
We love traveling.
Yes, indeed.
And being in the Army, I'm an excellent packer. I can fit so much into a little tiny suitcase.
And then how we pack our vehicle when we're touring, you know, with our ministry stuff. It's like a puzzle piece.
Jigsaw puzzle. Yeah. That I'm good at.
Nice. Very nice. Mm. One of your label mates is in the chat right now and says, hey guys, Remedy 3 will also be in Ohio.
So, yep. They're going to be on that same show in Ohio. Yeah. It's at Rock House 39. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Okay, I just saw that one yesterday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to try to make that one.
Do it.
We'll see.
So, before we get too far and run out of time, is there anything that you really want to share with the Rock for Him viewers and listeners right now? Is there anything that you can share with them that you just like, I got to get this out. I want them to know this.
If you, you know, need someone to talk to, reach out to us. You know, if you want us to come to, you know, your venue or anywhere we speak, you can reach out to us.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, this is a full-time thing. And if you're, you know, feel God led, leading you to, you know, donate to us, we have a PayPal and then
the
GoFundMe. And we'll send to you guys the link so you guys can put it in with the video.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you could send all that to me. I'll put it in the show notes so people can just click and go and donate, which I'm looking at all you right now that are watching and talking to all you that are listening. Click those links. Go donate. Let's get these folks out there and get them talking and playing in front of people.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the time, we don't really charge.
Yeah.
Because there's so many places that we go that can't afford anything.
Yeah.
So we do it out of our own pocket.
Mm-hmm. You know what's amazing about that? We had a show up here recently, and the cost was hardly anything, and we had some fantastic bands playing, and we didn't know how we were going to pay for it.
Yeah.
God literally provided, like, in a huge, huge way. And even the bands were like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Like, we're not worried about getting paid. We want to come and play and, you know, share our hearts. And God was like, I got you. And he provided in a huge way. And I know he's going to do that for you guys too. Like, like you've mentioned a few times tonight, your hearts are just huge. Mm-hmm. We can tell that you love people. People love you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as long as you honor God, God will honor you. And I know He is going to bless you in an amazing, amazing way. So, Kira, what else you got?
Let me see.
Get your list.
Get your list.
Well, I was going to ask you, you know, what are your biggest challenges that you face? But I think, you know, obviously financially, that's probably one of your biggest challenges that you face.
Yeah.
Other than that, what other bigger challenges do you face in this ministry?
Probably some of the, you know, places I've reached out to, you know, they just like, oh, you're not big enough. We don't know who you are. Yeah. You know, that's a little bit of an issue we've had. You know, because, you know, we're about the ministry. We're all about reaching these people that are, you know, dealing with stuff in their life.
All about God.
But it's hard sometimes when you get a no, because we're like, that's kind of disappointing. But, you know, God has a door opening somewhere else.
Yeah. When one door
opens. Yeah, because we're not like a Lou Giglio kind of speaker, you know. You know, we're like more personal with people, you know. Like, one of the biggest things that we do with our ministry is as soon as we're done speaking on stage, we go right to our table. you know, that's what we're all about, because, you know, we, you know, are there for people that need to talk to us right after we're done.
Yeah. We don't just speak about it. We live it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you do a lot of street ministry? Like, where you're at, do you go out on the street and help there when you can?
No.
Well, I have a spiritual gift where God tells me who to talk to and what to talk to them about.
Yeah, when we're shopping or...
Yeah, if I'm
that kind of store, thing.
Like, God leads me to a person, and I know what to talk to them about, and I help them. Hmm. So I just get drawn to people.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like when you're a bartender and people just... Bartenders are easy to talk to. You know, I was a bartender, and people will just tell you everything, and I still carry that with me. And no matter where I am, people just tell me everything.
Definitely.
So that's awesome.
Like, people always tell me that I'm so easy to talk to.
Wow. Yeah, because you're relatable, and you're, you know, you're raw, you're honest, and you're not scary to come up to. You know, you're very... And then, like,
welcoming.
You were so happy. Like, you had so much joy and light surrounding you. It was awesome. It was so beautiful.
Thank you. I can't get, like, I'm pretty much always happy. Like, I can see the bright side to any situation. I can find joy in the hardest of times.
Yeah, well, you have a lot to be grateful for. Everything you've been through. I mean, gratitude just oozes out of you. And, you know, I just pray that more people, when they're going through hard times, yes, times can be hard, but you can still get through it and overcome it and have so much gratitude, and that really builds you. And people see that. They feel it. They are, you know, magnetized to it. They're attracted to it. You've got all that. It's awesome.
I'm just the one that would give you the shirt off my back. I'm just, I serve endlessly, day and night, no matter who you are, where you are, what you have, what you don't have, I will always be that person to talk to.
I love it. We need people like that.
Well, because I didn't have anyone to talk to.
Yeah.
There were so many things that I went through that I wished I could talk to somebody about, like rant to them, just open up and spill it all out, but I didn't. And so if I could give people what I needed back in my youth, that's amazing.
Amen.
That is awesome. I know you said you're going in next month to record.
Yeah.
Start recording your song. So is there a time frame for it to come out? Is there any kind of...
No.
No?
Okay. We'll have no time frame for it.
Yeah, not yet.
Okay.
Hopefully before summer.
Yes.
It's probably going to be before summer.
All right. We'll be looking forward to it.
So they can jam with it in the car on the trips to their vacation spots or just on their way to work. Or
That's sure. Where
I do a lot of worshiping is in my car, because I work like 25 minutes away from home. So I have a cacophony of Christian music on my phone. And so I'm just able to worship and sing my heart out and get all of the negativity and all of the pain that I'm in out. Because it doesn't have power unless you dwell on it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Pain has no power unless you dwell on it.
Yep. Absolutely.
Give it all to God.
Well, I hate to say this, but we are unfortunately running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is standing at the door telling me dinner is done. So, so as you both know, and as our listeners and viewers know, we love to pray for our guests. As Kira knows, I have a huge prayer list on our chat thread. So we pray through it every day. I was praying through it earlier. I actually came across many of your old requests. Just praying through those today. So how can we be praying for you now?
Just pray for, you know, our health, and then just prayed for, you know, this year with our ministry that, you know, more and more doors open, and so we can help more and more people that are struggling in their lives.
And fight the diseases in my body that they leave. That the pain that I'm in all the time decreases. So I can be more bright. And I haven't slept well in ages. And so there's many days that I feel actually hungover. Because if you don't sleep and you toss and turn and, you know, so to get, to be well rested so I could serve more mightily.
Yeah. For sure. We'll be praying for all of that. Anything else before we go into prayer?
I can't think of anything else.
All right. Well, then I will go ahead and close us out in prayer. Great and Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for Aaron, and I thank you for Amanda and all that they do for your kingdom. Lord, I ask that you just watch over them and bless them and continue to open those doors for their ministry, for Fight the Darkness, and continue to open the doors for Amanda for her music career. Lord, we thank you that she's able to get connected with Resurrection Records. We thank you for Jen connecting them. Lord, she's been such a blessing to so many people. Lord, I ask that you just heal Amanda's body and just help her to get some rest. We know that you are the great physician and you can heal all things. So, Lord, just please be with her. Give her the rest that she needs. Lord, I ask that you just be with her as she gets ready to go into the studio and record music. Put the right words in her mouth. Help her to put pen to paper and just be with the people that are in the band with her. Lord, just bless them all. Help it to be honoring and glorifying to you. Lord, I thank you for them so much. And above all else, we thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for our sins on the cross. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, Aaron, Amanda, I am so thankful for you guys. Kira, thank you so much for being on again tonight. It's such a joy having you as one of the co-hosts on here. I hope you're enjoying it as much as we're enjoying having you being part of this crazy show.
I love it. Thank you.
And for all those watching and listening, I just want to remind you of one thing. That if you're going to rock, rock for him. Have a good night, everyone.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below, and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're going to rock, rock for him.
Stay tuned next week as we talk to the guys from the band Mawcore.